You mentioned, Johnny, this squad's got a lot of experienced championship players. We all know what this league's about. You know, it can take one or two good wins, can rocket you right up there. It's a marathon, not a sprint, as the old cliche goes. Do you sort of draw upon all your experiences in this division?
Well, I think, you know, it doesn't hurt to have a lot of experience. We, as I said, we know what it's about, and sometimes you just don't get the results you want. And it's so tight and competitive, this league, that it's not a lot that takes actually to turn that around to us getting a win 1-0 instead of a 1-0 defeat. So, you know, we're going to keep working hard on the training ground every day, and just to get those last couple of percents going our way. So, yeah.
Before your time here at Palace, was there a spell where there was a tough period during that season for promotion that you had to get through?
At Palace?
At Palace, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. It's not going to be the whole season you just keep winning games. That's very rarely in the Championship. You get some good spells and some bad spells, and you know, it's about how you handle those bad spells and the good spells to, you know, be ready for the next games all the time and don't get hung up too much in the results.
And you mentioned the team spirit, which was spoken about a lot last season. And you said just now's the time that you kind of want to see that come to the fore when the going's not as good. Give us an insight into what it's like around here, who's coming in, who's lifting the mood, what's it like?
No, as I said, we have a great captain in Luke Chambers, who's very good on that bit, on and off the pitch. He's great. But we have a lot of other characters as well that, you know, try and lift the mood. And we work hard together. We don't have anyone, you know, blaming each other or anything like that. I think it's really great, the team spirit we have. And, it's great that we can show that now in this a bit more difficult time after a good start, you know, we just want to get back to winning ways, all of us, and then we work hard together, and hopefully we'll get some points soon.
Yeah, and the manager's always said the players that are not in the team, he hasn't got any sulkers here. You know, everyone, you might be disappointed not to play, and I'm sure that's been the case with you at times, but you're not one that's going around with a frown on your face, dragging the mood down. You want to support the rest of the lads, and you know you've got a part to play when you're not starting games.
Yeah, I think that's how we are, all of us. That's how I feel it. Everyone tries to do that. Sometimes it's not as easy as other times, of course. As I said, you know, everyone wants to play, but we also know that this is a team game, and you know, you support the 11 that are out there, and then in training you do work your hardest and try to prove that you should be in the team, and then when the game comes and the first 11 is picked, then you support them again for the game. So that's how it is, and that's what we have to do. Just stick together, and we'll turn this around.
And you said the left back's your preferred position. You've played there most of your career. What was there a discussion with the manager in the summer when he goes out and signs a left back? Were you disappointed when that happens, or is that something you accept?
No, that's something I expect. You know, that's not up to me to control. We sold Tyrone Mings, and we needed another left back in. And as I said, I was injured start of the season, so didn't really have much of a choice, I think. But you know, it's just up to me now. I'm back fit, back training hard, and we just want to get back into the team, and you know, that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah. What were those injuries? And you sound like you're pretty good now, are you?
Yeah. No, I'm good now. It was just some. It got a little niggle in my thigh early in pre-season, and it came back a couple of times. Didn't quite get rid of it, but yeah. As I said, the last weeks has been really good, and I'm training well, and yeah, ready to play.